Be here, bringing books to life. Vision without sight.
Through Time and the Stars. Written by Jai Kobayashi Goma and Megan Darg. Produced by Be Here. Episode 11. Timeship H2 G2 Command Center Deep Space. Max, Daisy and Laika are staring through the viewing window at the large expanse of nothingness laid out before them. Alice is pacing, wincing in pain from her ankle, occasionally, and muttering to herself. Trent is sitting some distance from the others, in vacant silence.
Are you sure we only travelled forward 42 years, not 42 million or something?
42 years? I've checked a bunch of times.
But stars don't die off like that. Not in their thousands.
I don't know what to say.
Is there any life out there?
Some. Not much.
Oh, Dave, this doesn't make any sense.
Sorry.
Where's the closest planet showing life signs?
After a few moments, Dave lights up the location of the planet on the viewing window.
There's this one.
And how far away is it?
It's, let me see. Oh.
Dave?
You're not going to believe this.
Timeship H2 G2. Command Center. Deep Space. Later. Timeship is racing through space with Daisy at the helm. As usual, the rest of the crew are strapped in and trying to maintain their composure despite Daisy's wild driving style.
Hey, Max.
What?
She's rammed full of crazy, right?
Oh, totally.
I love that girl.
Woohoo! I think I'm gonna pass out now.
Alice passes out. The timeship continues to speed through the void for a while, then slows to a stop as it approaches a small, familiar planet. Conscious crew members head to the viewing window and watch as the planet heads straight for them, swallowing them up.
Oh, I don't believe it.
Oh no! This is like fate or summit. It gotta be.
Daisy, do you still have the form?
Oh, blooming Nora. I better find it, else there'll be hell to pay. What a palaver.
Daisy rushes off to find the form.
What form? What is this thing? It's not like any planet I've seen before.
It's not a planet. More like an office.
Who lives here?
The administrators.
Daisy rushes back, holding their notarized temporary transit visa.
Do you think they'll still be okay? I mean, the transit visa was only temporary. That was 42 years ago.
The stars have gone out, Daisy. I'm sure an expired visa isn't going to be a problem.
At that moment, the timeship is drawn into the docking position alongside a metal walkway, and two figures can be seen slowly approaching.
Open the doors, Dave. Daisy and I are going to meet some old friends.
I'm coming too.
The three of us are heading out.
I'm so excited.
Dave opens the doors, and the three time travellers head along the walkway toward the two waiting figures. Command center of the warship of Mizek the Destroyer. A fleet of 10,000 deadly warships lies in wait in the dark, cold void. At the center of this terrifying gathering, there is a ship. This feared bringer of death is the warship of Mizek the Destroyer. The ugly black warship bristles with weapons on its outside and weapon controls in its inside. It's a cold, hard place, built for war, built for unending destruction. In the threatening confines of the command center, upon a grim metal throne studded with buttons and controls, sits the one who commands this vast, terrifying fleet. One of the minions in the command center approaches, bowing low.
My lord, a new craft has been located. It is within the search zone. It is docked with the administrator's craft. Initial scans confirm the presence of a... Mnemph.
Seize them.
At once, my lord. And the administrators?
Burn them.
Dark Zone, Administration and Filing Craft, Reception. Max, Daisy and Laika make their way toward the waiting figures, who, in turn, pull back their hoods to uncover their green heads.
You must present...
Here it is!
Daisy hands over their notarized temporary transit visa. 39685-1 accepts the paperwork and scans it.
The temporary transit visa is invalid. It has expired.
Nah, see, there's a reason for that.
There always is.
No, really. See, for us, it hasn't been that long at all since we got this form off ya.
It has been 42 years.
For you, maybe. But for us, it's only been...
It has been 42 years.
And it's going to take 42 years to explain to you what happened if you don't keep quiet and let the lady speak.
Thanks. So like I was saying, we came here... Hey! Are you even listening to me?
But the administrators aren't listening to Daisy. They're staring at Laika.
It is a Mnemph.
What? You've never seen a Mnemph before? You hate blue girls or something?
It is the Mnemph.
Am I missing something?
I don't know. If you are, I am too.
So like I was saying...
They are the Hunted. They are the Hunted.
Timeship H2G2 Command Center. Trent and Alice are watching the proceedings from the viewing window.
What do you think they're saying?
I'm not speaking to you, Trent.
Alice.
I mean it.
Women.
Dark Zone, Administration and Filing Craft, Reception.
What do you mean, were the Hunted?
Oh dear.
39685-1 and 39685-2 huddle and engage in agitated whispering.
This is most distressing. You should follow us. Oh dear.
The administrators pull their hoods forward and turn and begin walking back the way they came.
Where are you going?
I don't like this. We need to follow them, see what's up.
Follow them where? We have no idea where they could be leading us.
I don't care. I'm going.
Daisy follows after the administrators with a determined stride.
I guess that's my cue.
Laika follows after Daisy. Grumbling under their breath, Max follows the others. Timeship H2G2, Command Center.
What on earth are they doing? Where are they going? What? Hey!
I'm going after them.
Oh no, you're not.
Dave, open the doors, please.
Are you sure?
I am.
Alice, please.
The doors swish open.
Thank you, Dave.
Oh, my pleasure, Alice. You be safe out there.
Thank you.
Alice heads out of the doors and hurriedly follows the others. Trent watches her go for a moment, then angrily strides out of the timeship and follows the others.
Bye, Trent.
Dark Zone, Administration and Filing Craft, Corridors. The visitors follow the administrators through seemingly endless corridors, passing the occasional open door through which they catch glimpses of vast rooms filled with files, papers, and sometimes strange artifacts. On and on, turning this way and that, until finally the weary group are led into the administrator's inner sanctum. Dark Zone, Administration and Filing Craft, Inner Sanctum. It's a small room, rather cramped, and filled with half-read files, cups, food wrappers, and an assortment of stuffed animals. The administrators begin to fuss about the room, tidying random patches, struggling to move about in a room built to be snug fit for two, and now crammed with 7 bodies.
Sorry about this. We weren't really expecting guests.
Indeed, not expecting guests at all.
In fact, we have not received guests here for...
We have not received guests.
This is most irregular.
The administrators both stop at the same time and look at one another.
There is no form for this.
Does there really need to be a form for everything?
The administrators look at Trent with utter confusion.
He's right! Oh my God, what am I saying? But yes, there's no need for forms. You brought us here because you thought it was important that we see something, right? So, what is it?
Please sit. 39685-2.
I'm looking for it.
I think it was on your chair, or under it, perhaps.
Why would it be under my chair?
As the administrators fuss about, the others struggle to find space in which to sit. Eventually, everybody finds a cramped spot. Then, 39685-2 holds up a small, handheld, buttoned controller.
I found it.
39685-2 presses a button on the controller, and the wall in front of them lights up, becoming a holographic screen, showing an information-laden 3D diagram of the nearest parts of the universe. He presses a few more buttons, and the image focuses on the old Solarian quadrant, of which the Nekbaran Empire was a small part.
God, blimey! Is that where we were? Can you find Earth on that? Big place, lots of buildings, lots of smog.
If I may.
Sorry, your administratorship? God, that's a mouthful. Sorry, zip it, Daisy. Always had a bit of a gob on...
Daisy stops talking and mimes zipping her mouth shut, locking it and throwing away the key.
Very well. As you can see, this is a depiction of the Silurian quadrant as it was 42 years ago. This was the point at which the Great Darkness began. Now, we are great collectors of information, but even we do not know exactly what set those things in motion, which led to the carnage which was to follow. What we do know is the young Emperor, Rezkel Netkek, had something stolen from him. It must have been very valuable to him, because he had every resource in his vast empire devoted to catching the one who stole it, the Menemph, the thief who was to become the last Menemph in the universe.
Everyone looks at Laika. She, in turn, locks eyes with 39685-1.
What do you mean, the last Menemph?
39685-1 and 39685-2 share a sorrowful look.
I'm sorry, young Menemph, but... Well, in a bid to locate you and what you had stolen, the Empire's forces destroyed your homeworld. All Menemphs in the Empire were ordered to be put to death. Not a single one survived, I'm afraid.
Not one?
I'm so sorry. When he was unable to locate you, the Emperor went mad. He made a list of all the planets you could possibly have visited, and he laid waste to them. He slaughtered the Imilaleks, the Melibaks, and don't get me started on the screens. He had his people search for you for 30 long years, tearing apart entire civilizations. And then, when he was ready to give up on ever finding you, when he was ready to believe that maybe he'd imagined you...
Mizek.
The Empire was crumbling, the Emperor was broken. He was ready to admit defeat when a savage warrior came into the Golden Palace on Nekbara. That warrior was Mizek, the Destroyer, feared across the quadrant for their use of bloodthirsty, unremitting, horrible violence. Mizek offered to find you, and, in return for finding you, demanded the throne itself.
That's when things got... bad.
Like they weren't bad before.
Mizek had weapons unlike anything anyone had ever seen before, and an army of mutated creatures and metal demons. All of these were unleashed to torture and exterminate races even we were unaware of. Then, Mizek's weapons were trained on the stars themselves, and they were torn apart without mercy. Nothing was left.
The empty sky.
And this has all happened because of us?
No, it happened because of her.
For a long moment, the crowded room is silent. In the silence, Laika sheds a tear. Daisy hugs her gently. Nobody else moves.
Be here, bringing books to life. Vision without sight.